once again, they gave me some really, really wonderful people to talk to. And this is another documentary short. It's paired with characters with character shorts. And believe me, this is one that will inspire you and will change your life. I have no doubt about it. I watched the movie this afternoon. I was incredibly moved, and so I'm thrilled to have the director with us today. Her name is Annie O'Neill. Welcome, Annie.
Thank you.
And the star and the subject of this documentary, Phil Volker. Thank you for coming, Phil.
Glad to be here.
Well, I hope you really enjoy this weekend, because people who see your film are going to be thrilled to see you. This is a movie. It's called Phil's Camino. And Port Townsend is the kind of place that has had a love affair with the Camino de Santiago all over the United States in many places. People have the dream of walking this spiritual path in Spain. And I want you to tell us, Phil, about your Camino and how it all started on Vashon Island.
Well, back in 2013, I needed an exercise program for my cancer rehabilitation. And I was very weak, and I had already gone to the gym, and I experienced like 6 months of being in a gym and feeling like a gerbil, you know, and with the, you know the story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I needed something different. And one of my doctors at the Swedish Cancer Institute and myself sort of devised this trail. And it was sort of a fantasy. I was trying to get an idea of what it would be like to walk in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
But in my backyard.
But in your backyard.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't just any backyard. You're on Vashon Island.
Yeah.
And so you're used to space, and you're used to being in nature in the Northwest. And
right.
Annie, I want to turn to you now and ask you about yourself and your work and relationship with the Camino de Santiago. Because prior to your meeting Phil, this was an important thing for you as well.
Yes, yes. I always think of myself as the luckiest person in the world. I was part of a documentary called Walking the Camino, Six Ways to Santiago.
Mm-hmm.
I was both a co-producer and I was featured in it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful film. It's a feature documentary. And it played in Seattle for 11 weeks. And during that time, Phil saw it. And Walking the Camino to Santiago for me was a really transformative experience, surprisingly so, because I always thought, oh, I'm the happiest person I know, and yet I went and had a transformative experience, just as people who are recovering from some sort of heartache or loss go and have a transformative experience. So Phil and Rebecca had gone to see it and then reached out to me and wrote me about what was happening. Phil wrote, he goes, I don't know what Rebecca told you about my deal here on Vashon Island. And he proceeded to tell me about it, and I was just blown away.
Mm-hmm.
So within 2 weeks, I flew up and I walked his Camino with him.
Okay, so a lot of people came and heard about Phil and walking, and they met him and they wanted to meet him. And people that you know, your family members, all came and joined you. One thing I was struck about, you weren't just walking a trail around your property. You made it seem like the Camino. How did you do that?
Well, you know, while I'm thinking about it, we had over 200 people come walk with me, and just amazing sort of variety of folks locally, and people that were traveling through Seattle from, you know, Beijing or whatever, walked up at Phil's Camino. I mean, it's like we're a destination, you know. But we tried to make, we engineered a trail in a sense to you were walking and it looked like you were going somewhere. It wasn't like it was busy work.
You had outdoor meals.
Well, we had tapas, yes.
Yeah.
Afterwards,
yeah.
You have to have tapas.
Right.
You know, world without tapas is not worth living. Yeah.
You kept a journal and knew where you were on the real Camino.
Yeah.
At all times, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell.
All the little towns, and I tried to learn as much as I could as I went, you know, about things in Spain. And it was a fantasy that sort of registers on your inside. The fantasy sort of comes through you and does stuff to you that is helpful. So it was very helpful to me.
And I was so struck by that story, that concept. I was more struck by it than he was because, you know, at first when I would say, Phil, we got to make a movie about this, he would just laugh. And he was like, what are you talking about? Yeah, I'm just a guy walking in the mud. You know, that was his thing. But I was so moved by what he created when he was told no about something.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very moving to me. And that was, I was writing a book about the exact same thing. You know, it really isn't about Spain. It really isn't about that particular way. It's about creating your way. So I was writing the book. He was walking in his backyard. He says, I was writing the textbook and he had the lab.
Right. And then I don't think I'll give away, you know, yeah, the ending of what happened after you finished your walk on Vashon Island. But I do want to say to the audience that this movie has won already 10 awards at the film festivals it's shown in. It's been nominated as for the Academy for an Oscar for next year. It's been submitted to be nominated, to be considered.
I hope that's true someday, but right now it's just considered.
That's true. It's being submitted to be considered. People just love this movie. And you have an opportunity to see it and meet Phil tonight at 6:30. Better hurry up. And that's at the Legion Theater. Lots of seats there. And Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Cotton Building. And remember that there is a difference between being cured and being healed. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Chris Wilson, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Thank you so much, Chris.